I think I knew halftime. You check it in the stadium, but like I think the other two guys said, we can't really worry about what they do. We got to worry about ourselves. Sure it was. I don't think we needed extra motivation, but it was. I haven't beat this team with Drew Brees on the team. I haven't beat this team. I think Drew himself was 4-0 against us with some godly numbers. But, today, we came out, started fast, got some turnovers early. Obviously special teams was a huge boost. Offense punched the ball in, and, defense played adequate. We could have played better, but I think it was just an all-around good effort from, all phases of our football team today. One game at a time. That's what we worried about. And we had a great game plan going into this football game. I think our coaches did a great job of quick turnaround after a Monday night game and getting us pretty prepared for what we was going to see. We just went out and executed at a higher rate today than we have in other games, especially against them. That's an offense, that's a team that's built on getting the leads and running away from football teams, and we was able to kind of do that today. And that says a lot to, just us being able to start fast and play all phases of the football, game together.
Justin, can I talk about the pass rush today? The cloud breeze a little bit.
I think, a lot of times everyone gets so caught up in, the numbers of sacks and quarterback hits. I thought, we have a term about keeping a quarterback's, feet hot. I don't think Drew got, too comfortable in that pocket. It was some plays where he was able to step up. But for a lot of times he was running, getting outside the pocket, not being able to step up, making throws on the run, things like that. With a guy like him, you can't expect to get to him because he's so smart about getting the ball out of his hands. But I don't think he was able to go through his progressions as much as he, has in past. And I think, that led to some bad throws. And, guys on the back end made some plays. And, we was able to capitalize. I mean, we've been on a roller coaster. We have. Playing the talented teams that we play, you have to bring your A game every not only every game, but every play. And when you don't do that, you don't stand the chance to beat those teams. And, today, Green Bay, we played our style of football. We played, pretty well together type football. Washington, Cincinnati, we didn't. And you see the results. So I think for us, we got to just take a step back and look at, how we can play when we're together, when we're all in. And, that should be encouraging for us going on to these next three. Honestly, my focus is going to the next one. I think we got kind of caught up in some of our big wins and came out and not played our best the next week. So for me personally, I'm already thinking about next week. I'm already thinking about our practice schedule. I'm already thinking about our meetings tomorrow because that's what we got to do right now. This is our playoffs. These are playoffs type games. The teams we're going to play, the atmospheres we're going to play in, this is what it's about. December football leading into the playoffs. That's what we've kind of made hay the last couple of years, and we need to continue to do that. I don't know. It took him so long. I think Trail said it best. He's probably the best athlete on this team. You see him when he scores the touchdowns. He does cartwheels and backflips, and I've been telling him to stop doing that. But he does it with ease. So whenever you put a threat like that back then, it's only a matter of time. You saw flashes of it early in the year, and he kind of got in some lulls. And but tonight he was the main reason we was able to win this game like we did. A huge shot in the arm, not only to our offense but our defense, because it energized the crowd, it energized us on the sideline. And now it's on tape. We're gonna expect that from him every game.